This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy end of the year from the folks at Talkers Magazine and the people associated with the Talk Radio Review. Those people would be Rick Jensen, been on the air with us pretty much all of this year. Happy to have him along. Wish him a happy new year. Rick Jensen is a midday personality at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can check out WDEL.com to find him. Victoria Jones is here with the DC Radio Company in Washington to add her expertise, and conversationally, she is very adroit at picking out a lot of things and asking us to understand issues from another point of view, which is very important for us all not to have the same point of view. Also joining us is a frequent contributor and one of my old time. May have spent a little long on the teeth there, John. John Harper is here with us on WMEL Radio on the Space Coast in Florida. So I'm going to go through the top stories. This is a review of all of the items. The folks at Talkers put together sort of an amalgamated list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people for the entire year. It is appropriate as it is the last broadcast of the year and the last weekend here. So I'm going to go through the stories. I think I will go through the stories, and then we'll pick out some of the things that are of import and impact as we go into the new year. At number 10, the impact of social media on our lives and the weakening or the lessening, and this is my read on it, of the freedom of speech. It's the freedom of speech is being challenged in our country in any number of ways, and it'd be very important for us to discuss that, at least from our various perspectives. At number 9, the foreign wars we're engaged in, relations that we have with other countries. It seems to me that we are way too spread out, but then that's me. Number 8, all the shootings in our country this year, gun control issues, big issues and discussions. Number 7, race relations. Yep, another big problem, as we see underscored by the latest from the skinheads and people that are starting these organizations that are actually religions. Number 6, natural disasters, the discussion of climate change. We don't have to look any further than the avalanche that buried skiers at a Swiss ski resort. The warming, the weather there has been intermittent. We can talk about things like that. Immigration reform is number 5. Number 4, the economy and the stock market. This, keep in mind, again, is the list for the year from Talkers Magazine. You can see it published at talkers.com. At number 3, our relationship with China. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, the impeachment. I don't think anybody got any problems with any of those in terms of how they fit here. It would seem to me that they are all pretty appropriate. Don't we all we think that, Rick, John, Victoria? Anything you'd add to that list?
How could you disagree with this list when it comes to the national list? And when it comes to things that really impact our life, Doug, I think you're right on with the impact of social media, freedom of speech. We've seen some bad ideas. I don't know who's going to agree or disagree with me, but I think bad ideas, even from the left. You have people like AOC saying, oh, we need to have a social media truth police. Really? No. And as much as I believe we should not trust Facebook at all, good for them for choosing not to be the ones who decide which political ads or comments are factual or not factual. Let people make their own good and bad decisions about that.
Yeah, it's too much thought police for sure. Victoria, your thoughts, speaking of the thought police?
Well, I think it's important that when we talk about the impact of social media and freedom of speech, it's not necessary to go left-right. Some of these topics are simply not left-right. You can talk about AOC, and she's an outlier. I think it's very clear that freedom of speech is important to all ends of the political spectrum. So let's not start off 2020 like that.
Well, we have the people who want to make an example out of her because of her outspokenness. I think she's been somehow neutralized the latter part of the year. I don't know why I think that. I just don't sense that she's been as impactful or important to the discussion as we have gone down the pike from, let's say, the fall into the winter. That's just my sense. I don't pay, or maybe it's just because I don't pay attention to her because I think she's a kid that needs to grow up, frankly. John Harper from WMEL, your thoughts as we get started with this conversation.
Well, Doug, I certainly agree with Victoria and Rick in the fact that we don't need a thought czar added to the list of freedoms that are being threatened these days to our American society. So good for AOL, as Rick mentioned, for not falling in line with that way of thinking, and that's really dangerous, very, very dangerous. Next thing you know, there'll be a talk radio czar.
Well, it kind of already is. We don't get away with as much stuff as we used to. We can't do or say or even think out loud many of the things that used to be a part of our conversation 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the kind of things that came out of Joe Pine's mouth, Bob Grant's mouth. You know, some of those characters, they couldn't survive today because of the thought police. But I think the biggest danger, if I may throw one more sort of shake of the salt shaker here into the discussion of where the thought police are, I think they're in our nation's public schools. I think that children are being raised today to think a particular way. More often than not, they are teachers are left of center, and they are happy to tell students how to think, what to think. And I think that's a very dangerous precedent. I don't think there should be. I think that should be a rule, a written, hard, fast rule that teachers do not express their political points of view, no matter whether they're left, right, or whatever they are. It's not a place in the classroom is not a place for that under any circumstances, and I can see it, I sense it, I feel it, that the especially in the bigger cities, West Coast cities, East Coast cities, where teachers seem to be coming off from pretty much the same background, if you will, or same political thinking, I think that's very harmful and very dangerous to the future of our country because it keeps you from thinking. This is the way to think.
Jump in. I'd love to jump in because I so live here. This is the way I raised my daughter. The two most important things we can teach our kids are, one, learn how to learn. What styles work best for you so you can learn? Once you learn what style works best for you, you can learn anything in the world that you choose to. And the other is learn how to think. How to think critically. How to challenge yourself and not just find those people who are echoing what you believe. And you're right, man. It's not being done. Look at our media. People are choosing one side or the other because
how
it simply confirms their bias.
But how does it happen that the news media gets so polarized in one direction, the talk media polarized in another direction, and we talk about teachers or whatever is, you don't go into Target and know what the people in Target think politically. You may know what Walmart thinks politically, but you don't go into Macy's. Hobby Lobby you do. Chick-fil-A you do, seriously.
Are you talking about TV news media or are you talking about print?
I'm talking mostly about TV. The news media in general. The print media is very biased. The news media is just dumb. It's sophomoric. It's simplistic. Yes, it is. The local newscasts here in Los Angeles, where I am in Boston, I think they're disgraceful. And first of all, it isn't local news. That's another thing. It's all stuff. There's an interpretation. Trump leads every newscast. What the hell has that got to do with what's going on in Framingham, Massachusetts, unless Trump visiting there? It's the impact of local, we have local radio stations. They don't exist anymore. I worked 13 years in the local radio station in the community where I grew up. Doesn't exist anymore. They're not local, right? Unless you get into markets like Wilmington where DEL survives, and John's a throwback to the dinosaur age in radio because he actually serves the community with a locally owned radio station. You don't find those anymore anyplace. Anyway.
Well, Doug, you know, you mentioned TV news anchors. I consider them news actors, not anchors. They're not journalists.
They're readers.
And they're just readers and reading what the producers are printing for them to read. So that doesn't count. For a real quick moment, I know you have a break coming up, but back on the teachers, I consider teachers one of our greatest American resources, but it's real scary to think, as the three of you have mentioned, as to what's going on inside the classroom that many parents are totally unaware of as far as how their kids are being taught and what they're being taught. That's scary.
Yep. It's not in the tradition, the best tradition of America. Let's put it that way. All right, we continue along with our panel of folks talking about the top stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week, all printed there, and I'll go through the list again during the course of this hour. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen from WDEL. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about New Year's and New Year's resolutions, the brand new MyPillow. I'm looking back at the things that were introduced this year by the folks at MyPillow. For the first time this year, they had mattresses. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they had sheets. Didn't have those before. For the first time this year, they have towels. Didn't have those before. They're expanding because so many people are so happy with the products that they have made in America from American cotton. Everything you get from MyPillow is made in America. That's very important to me, and I'll bet it's very important to a lot of you. No more buying things that are made in China. This is the best. These products are engineered, produced, and available to the American market from American sources. That's what's really so cool about MyPillow. So take advantage of the special opportunity. You go to MyPillow.com. Replace all the pillows in your house. Make sure that they're washable, dryable MyPillows. They last longer, more comfortable, more supportive of your neck and your shoulders. 100% USA cotton and fiber that's in them. Let's take advantage of the opportunity using the DJB code to save up to 66% on whatever you buy. Click on MyPillow.com, look at the various things that are in the catalog, and then when you click on them, they'll tell you what the savings are. That's MyPillow.com. New Year's resolution, get a great night's rest on all of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, best bargains using the code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee. At GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's add to the conversation now, continuing the overview of the top stories. You can go through the people list, and I'll do that now. John Harper here from MEL, Rick Jensen from DEL, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. So the people list includes at number 10 the two furtherers of financial fashion, Mr. Bezos and Mr. Zuckerberg. I wonder if they're friends in real life. Anybody? That's, you know, Zuckerberg. I don't know that Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg's kind of like Trump. Doesn't have any friends. I don't think Trump has a friend in the world. Honestly, I think he gets along with people, and I think he whether one of the unspoken talk radio stories, mostly because Sean won't talk about it, but Hannity's relationship with Trump maybe as close as a relationship he has with anybody. Frankly, when you look around. All right, number 9 on the list, Kim Jong-un, fatty, and Bad Vlad, tied for that position. Number 8 is Xi Jinping. Did I pronounce that right? I never know that I pronounced it right.
Xi Jinping, correct.
Yeah, okay. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders at number 7. Joe Biden and Mayor Pete Buttigieg at number 6. Robert Mueller is at 5. Don't forget about what impact he had this past year. Adam Schiff is at 4. I don't agree with that at all, but I didn't make up the list. Mitch McConnell is 3, Nancy Pelosi is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. I don't know. Are there other names that you might
as long as you're questioning these out loud, I'd love to hear each person's opinion. But who do you think on the list has really truly, and I want to frame it this way, has really impacted the lives of most Americans throughout the year? Who has really impacted our lives throughout the year on this
list? Well, let's start individually. Who's impacted your life, Rick? You asked the question, so you answer it.
Sure, I would go for whoever is controlling social media, because that is where so many of us are living in our day-to-day lives on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and such. I would certainly say Zuckerberg has had a greater influence in our lives than anybody else because of what we actually do each day with Facebook.
Really? All right, Harper, what about you?
Well, that's kind of interesting what Rick just said. I hadn't thought about that, Rick, until you brought that up, but I would believe social media certainly does have a huge influence on so many people's lives in our country and the world, and I would tend to agree with you, Rick. I go along with that.
Victoria?
influence?
I don't use Facebook. I do use Twitter. I do use Instagram. I think Zuckerberg has had a huge impact, and I'm not happy positive. About it. I don't like it.
Not always positive. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, the people that have the most influence on my life, I will tell you honestly, firsthand, the person when I'm on the air who has the most impact on my life is Kara Schilling. She has more impact on what happens here and what goes on. And then in the rest of my life, certainly the people that are on my farm that I'm around every day for hours, and my two children and my grandson have more impact on my dog, Daisy May, than any other beings that I am connected to. I'm not overcome. I'm bothered by, but I'm not overcome by all this other stuff that people, we're creating a world of zombies. And it is courtesy of Zuckerberg and those two clowns at Google who I don't like at all and never have. Don't trust them. Zuckerberg at least is out there. He's not hiding behind anything. I think those two worms at Google are hiding behind whatever it is they can hide behind in the name of making themselves more powerful and more money. Zuckerberg's pretty much out there. At least you can kind of figure out where he's coming from. And I don't think Donald Trump influences my life, frankly, at all, other than what I talk about on the air to a certain extent. He doesn't impact, I shouldn't say that, because he's impacted my life as a farmer. And not to the positive, frankly. But Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of these characters, nah. But, you know, we're looking at the universal list and not mine or yours. But it's a good way to reflect and think about the list as it applies to you. 28 after on the Countdown Review.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of states, cities, and counties are boosting their minimum wage in 2020. On or around January 1st, the minimum wage will increase in 21 states, while another 26 cities and counties are also boosting their baseline pay at the start of the new year. Later in the year, 4 additional states and 23 cities and counties will hike their minimum wages, according to the National Employment Law Project. The record number of pay hikes will benefit about 6.8 million workers.
and the pay gains could range to as high as $1,700 for full-time, year-round workers. Record low unemployment across most of the country has also played a role, forcing employers to bid up wages to attract qualified employees. Late last year, Amazon raised its base pay for workers at warehouse operations around the country to $15. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Another half hour of conversation about the top stories of the year, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you find this list of the people, the stories for the entire year 2019. There are a lot of, you could do, there are the top 10 stories, top 10 list of people. You could do A, B, C, and D off of each one of these. Joining me for the conversation, regulars Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington. John Harper is a frequent contributor from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen with a sort of an update. If you look at the number one person and the personality of Donald Trump and how he controls sort of the agenda, the discussion, you may have seen. I guess I'm wondering out loud whether John, Victoria, Rick, do you follow his tweets really and truly? Are you a follower of the president on Twitter at Real Donald Trump?
As far as John Harper here, I don't follow it at all.
No,
not a one.
Rick Jensen does. What about you, Victoria?
Yes, I do. I also follow his deleted tweets.
Uh-huh. And to what end? What do they give to you? What sort of insider of what value are all of these? The reason I'm asking is I'm looking at the one that most recently seems to have made an impact. He names the alleged whistleblower in a tweet on Thursday night. He's not a real... He says the CIA whistleblower is not a real whistleblower. That's the way the thing reads. The various newspapers take that apart. I mean, everybody's trying to analyze it. So of what value is this? or any of the...
Well, he was advised by his advisors not to do this. He's been talking about this apparently for several days as to whether he should do this. He was advised by his advisors not to do it, but they thought he probably would.
Since when does he listen to his advisors? He doesn't listen to his advisors.
He doesn't, so he did it. The Whistleblower Act protects the identity of whistleblowers, and the whistleblower is a whistleblower because the person blew the whistle. So, you know,
well, there are a lot of people who are trying. The newspapers, even Sean Hannity didn't mention him, and a lot of people thought that he might. There's nothing in print anywhere. I don't see the... Has anybody seen his name? I haven't seen his name.
Actually, during the hearings, it was Adam Schiff himself who allowed the so-called whistleblower thing to be publicized, but nobody really seemed to pay attention to that, as he allowed that to go out in one of the reports from one of the hearings.
Mm-hmm.
So
if this is the whistleblower, it's the alleged whistleblower, and, you know, this is really pretty appalling. This person is somebody whose identity is protected under law, and it's somebody who is protected also because of the work that they do, and because other people's work could be put in jeopardy. So, you know, this is just not something that you do unless you don't have a care about other people's safety, and it's unfortunate. This is unfortunate.
Well, there's a lot of unfortunate stuff going on. I want to talk about number four for a few moments, because I don't think we've given it as much focus as we ought to, or as much attention. The economy, the stock market, what that does in terms of people making up their mind for whom they will vote next time around. There are those, the inevitable hucksters online that claim the stock market is in a bubble and it'll have a 50% drop next year. I love all those guys. So buy our stock or short this stock or do whatever it is. And then, you know, the 10-year-old bull market that, is it really 10 years old? Is it 1 year old? Is it a bull market, a bear market? And how does this affect the average person? I think you're seeing a lot of people buying a lot of cars. I think the market for homes, if you're not a millennial, is pretty fabulous, certainly is almost unreachable in some areas of the country. I know where I am here in Los Angeles, you can't buy a house. The house that I bought in 2001, I couldn't touch for three times, maybe even four times today what it cost in 2000 for me to buy it.
That's incredible.
Well, Google moved in, Microsoft moved in, they've pushed up the value of not only the residential properties, but Google just took over an entire block on Pico in an old mall that they've stripped down because they need 1,000 more offices for people. There will be 1,800 people working in this building, and they just put up another facility, well, not just, but in the last 4 or 5 years, down on Jefferson, which is in Playa del Rey, and they built, Microsoft and Google built an entire community of 3,800 apartment units around. They have their own movie house, they have their own stores, they have everything, is all, everybody walks to work, and they live in this new reality that you're finding in some of the cities. I think up around Silicon Valley there are places like that as well, aren't there? They've just built cities around their workplace.
Doug, what's the average salary out there?
The average salary in Los Angeles County is $145,000.
Wow. And can people live on that?
It depends on what part of town you live in. If you're on the east side, if you get beyond Glendale, you can live okay on it. You certainly can't in Santa Monica or Venice, and this will be up in the Pacific Palisades. The coastal communities, you can't get into Westwood, where my daughter and her husband live. They're profs at UCLA, make very good money. They can't afford a house. They moved in that district and rented a house because it was a good school district for my grandson, but they can't buy a house there. So, you know, I mean, you can go further out, if you will, into the, go east of L.A. proper, out into even in the areas around Silver Lake. You can't buy a house there. For a lot of actors and actresses have moved in there, mid-range actors and people who work in the business, and that's, you know, pushed the value of houses up there. You go to Eden Rock and whatever the name of it is, I forget, something Rock. It's just as crazy. And you go up to San Francisco. You can't buy a house in San Francisco. You can't. You go up along the coast to any one of these places, Santa Barbara. Go up into Portland, Oregon. Oh, and Spokane, Washington, and Seattle. All the way up, the whole West Coast is crazy. I mean, well, Boeing's going to have a problem, so that'll soften the market up in Seattle. You know, there are 30,000 people, you know, at Boeing whose jobs are in jeopardy because they're going to stop production of the 737 completely. They slowed it down. They got 400. That's one of the stories that also is sort of a, when it comes to the economy, sort of a subplot B. Boeing is in a real jam. And I don't understand why it took them almost a year to file that boob that ran the company into the ground, basically, and he's still going to get a $37 million severance package to get him out of there. But that plane is done. I think you'll never see another 737 produced, and they're going to have to figure out a way to develop a new single-aisle plane, and that takes years to do. Meanwhile, Airbus is selling them like hotcakes because nobody wants to buy the 737. The orders, these airlines have canceled hundreds of orders for the 737 MAX, and they still haven't figured out how to fix it. They don't know any more today about fixing it than they did, you know, before. And the airlines that already have them and they're paying for them, they're sitting on the ground. Anyway, what did you start to say, Rick?
No, it's true enough, and unfortunately, the boob they fired is the guy who said there will be no layoffs. Well, and then he was the first one to go. You started out talking about the stock market and the economy at number four. Who, back, like, say, 2-3 months ago, thought that as of this date, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average would be up, like, almost 23%, the S&P 500, you know, almost 30%, like 29.25%.
If it keeps up, you'll never get Trump out of office.
I don't care
whether
much
you want
about
to or you don't want to, but
care about my 401k and IRAs and things like that. And I think a lot of people are asking the question, gee, is there going to be a drop? How significant is it? What would it be? Because I don't think people really know, even though, like you said, Doug, there's always these hucksters out there saying that, oh, they know exactly what's going to happen. And they don't.
Nonsense. No, they don't know what's going to happen. It's too it's too dependent on the events of the day. It really is, and what goes on. But the technology stocks are certainly very strong. Aviation used to be all the companies. Can you imagine, though, just to go one more step on the Boeing thing and figure out how the economy works, the trickle-down effect, never mind the 30,000 people that work in that plant to build those planes, but the suppliers, because pretty much, I think, 75% of all the stuff that they put in the planes isn't made by Boeing. It's all bought from component manufacturers around the country and around the world. And what does that do to their production line? It's really...
Just like the car industry as well.
Well, it's the car industry. The space industry, where you are, John, down there. Yeah. What's the employment picture look like now that the privates have come in there and more or less taken over Cape Kennedy?
Actually, Doug, it's pretty exciting as far as what's going on here with new companies coming in. McDonnell Douglas has broken ground on a new headquarters here in the Space Coast in Titusville, just about 8 miles from the Kennedy Space Center. That's going to employ over 500 people with an average salary here in Florida of about $90,000. So it's looking very strong.
Good money, Florida. Yeah, that's good money in Florida. And McDonnell Douglas is a subsidiary of Boeing. Boeing bought McDonnell Douglas out, 20 years ago or so? Yeah, but Boeing's trying to cover up the name Boeing. They're going to go back to using some of the older names for pretty obvious reasons. All right, we'll continue with a couple of final comments here. Let me help you in the new year lose some weight. Yes, please. It's not magic. This is something, this product I have been talking about on the air for well over 2 years. It's called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the link to the best way to lose weight and keep it off. If you haven't started already,
get to this and get to it right now while you're thinking about it. Go online to Calitrin.com, use the DJV code to lose the weight and keep it off. That's the magic. The two important things here, you lose the weight, you keep it off, and you do it all naturally using Calitrin. The special deals are available using the code DJV. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top items not only for this week but for this year from Talkers Magazine. On the list of stories at number 10, the impact of social media and how it affects our freedom of speech in this country. At number 9, foreign relations with the Russians, the Koreans, the Chinese, etc. Number 8, all the shootings and discussion of gun control. These are, again, remember, the list for the entire year. Number 7, race relations. What's going on? We have more problems, it seems, rather than fewer. Number 6, disasters of a weather nature, climate change, big discussion through the year. Immigration reform, number 5. The economy and the stock market, number 4. Our friendship with China and our political relationship, number 3. The presidential race is number 2, and the impeachment of President Trump as the year rounds out, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Giant Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
On the people list, the top list of the 10 most discussed people, not disgusting, but discussed people for this past year. Not too many surprises here, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, the technical kings at number 10. Bad Vlad, number 9. The premier in China, Xi Jinping, I never pronounced his name right. Number 7 and 6 and 5, sort of a mix of all the main players in the Democratic Party, narrowed down to Biden and Mayor Pete and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Kind of an interesting list. Robert Mueller is on that list with Adam Schiff. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Number 2 is Nancy Pelosi. This is, again, keep in mind, the list of the influencers for the entire year. And number 1, of course, is Donald J. Trump. So that's it. That's the review. Lots of things that we've talked about in this past year covered a lot of ground. Stay tuned to next year. More on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Looking forward to the new year with our participants, Rick Jensen from DEL and Victoria Jones, the DC Radio Company, John Harper. So I'm going to ask each of you to give me about 15 seconds. On the list, it's the number one item on the list is Trump. What will be the number one story next year at this time? What do you think, John?
This time next year will be what happened in the election. How did Trump get reelected?
Okay. Victoria, what do you think?
Yeah.
Number one story will be a year from now.
It will be, it will be something to do with the election, and it will either be how he got reelected or it will be a controversy regarding the reelection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about you, Rick Jensen?
It'll be the asteroid that crashed into New Jersey and caused $1 billion worth of improvements. No?
Hey, love.
Is that left over from, what was the name of the blimp that went down in 1937?
Oh, remember, sure,
the Hindenburg. Yeah. That's happened in New Jersey. All kinds of great things happen there. Rick Jensen, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Rick is a real stalwart here. John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Jones, thank you.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. Tech Talk time. Time for us to go through, as is the case at the end of every week, the top five items from technology as researched by Victoria Keelan. And as she's not here, it falls on me to go through the top five lists. So we'll start at number five, go to number one, the new FAA drone rules. Let's police track the aircraft. A new FAA rule that was proposed this week calls for most drones to have remote IDs that would let officials track them in real time. Remote ID technologies will enhance safety and security by allowing the FAA and the feds in general to identify drones flying in their jurisdiction. The rule would apply to all drones required to register. The agency noted that it's working toward a traffic management ecosystem that would more or less wrap themselves around the drone flights, separate from but complementary to the regular air traffic management system that we have for airplanes. Drones are handling jobs like making movies, monitoring oil refineries, gathering military intelligence, aiding search and rescue operations, and a number of companies are working on drone technology. For example, Amazon Prime Air has a new delivery drone design. UPS wants to deliver medical supplies to hospitals and to homes using drones. The FAA made the proposed drone regulation available via the Federal Register, opens a 60-day public comment period. So your feedback is welcome and encouraged at the FAA.gov. Number four on our list of the top five, cord cutters
finally streaming PBS stations online. It's on YouTube TV, a missing link for cord cutters now in place after the arrival of a lot of PBS affiliates on YouTube TV. Viewers eager to leave high-priced cable and satellite TV bundles now can get your local stations in this streaming video service. There are 100 PBS affiliates, 330 all together, but 100 that are now available on YouTube's $50 a month cable alternative, which is available on the web and in apps on most streaming media players and connected TVs. Public television remained a holdout from streaming TV services, but now with more and more people cutting the cable cord, they have to change their course. Much of the delay was due to the difficulty in negotiating online streaming rights for the various programs that are on PBS affiliates without compromising the identity of each of their member stations. PBS on YouTube TV will be the exact same thing, they say, as on cable, right down to the pledge drives, which we can probably all do without, but that's how they make their, they have the gobs of money. Public television, one of the things that is one of the little known secrets about public television is how much money they have. And the fact that, this is me grinding a little bit here, that they just got, I think, $500 million from the federal government is pretty outrageous that the taxpayers are supporting this when they don't need to. But I move on. Number three, technologically speaking, Sling TV, raising the price of both its subscription packages, Sling Blue and Sling Orange, to $30 a month. Subscribing to both bundles of channels now costs $45, which is now only a few dollars shy of, like, YouTube TV is $49.99 a month. It's fitting this news comes as the year draws to a close, as it continues the upward trend of subscription costs for the cable replacement. I'm telling you, Hulu and Live TV, YouTube TV, AT&T TV, the price hikes here. AT&T TV is now $65 a month. Hulu is $54.99. YouTube is $49.99. Sling is $45. Pretty soon, people are going to start to think, wait a minute, what happened to us trying to cut the cord and save money? It's going to be more expensive to go back to commercial TV. I'm betting that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Number two on our list of the top five technology stories, people trying to order pizza, experiencing fraudulent charges on their credit cards, prompting the Better Business Bureau to issue a warning to consumers and restaurants about this new scam. Unlike a lot of scams in the digital age that involve hacking into computers, this heist involves hacking into the phone lines in the store. Somebody posing as a customer walks into the pizza store, asks to use the restaurant's phone. Instead of making a call, the scammer actually reroutes the business calls to another number. And then unsuspecting customers dial up their favorite pizza eatery, and they get the scammer, and bingo, you get hooked for whatever amount of money you have ordered in the pizza store. How about that? Number one this week, Wawa. The breach reaching 700 of their stores. If you use your credit card or debit card to buy gas or pay for snacks at a Wawa convenience store, especially in the past 9 months, your card information has probably been skimmed by malware. Wawa says it discovered the malware on its payment processing servers December 10th. So maybe you better pay cash at Wawa. That's it. Technology in Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.